Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Hi, Mercedes. My name is Monica, and I was just speaking with Asia. I wanted you to know that I was speaking with my credit card company because my card had a hold on it, and I believe I've been scammed by you guys, and, you know, Asia saying it's in the fine print, blah, blah, blah. Well, I had, I guess, done a competition or something for a vacuum. So silly me for even believing it, but I gave my credit card for a very small amount. In fact, I believe it was somewhere between $3 and $5. And in on March 24th and April 22nd, I was charged $59.89. And that's absolutely ridiculous, whether it was a contest, because Asia kept repeating the word contest. I said, if it were a contest, I would have won a vacuum. I said, if it was a contest, then I would have lost. Then you have no right to take $59.89 every single month. And then she started mentioning something about weight loss or something. I'm like, wait, that has nothing to do with a vacuum. So, yeah, apparently, you know, you guys are scamming a lot of people. And my options are, according to my credit card, they gave me the number to try and resolve it. So Asia said she could credit me $54.89. But I can only imagine the amount of people who are being scammed, and every month $59.89 is being removed from their card. And so the second step is to report this as fraudulent, where they investigate it. Or, he said, in addition to that, I could go to the police and file this, as well as filing it with my credit card. So please explain to me how I sign up for one thing and end up being charged monthly $59.89.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Monica Gomez.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
255 Manja Drive in Wake Forest.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I did see this started on April 23rd with a survey that said that you won a gift of a Dyson vacuum. And yes, ma'am, due to those terms and the conditions stating that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, but within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan, and that is the charge of the $59.89. Due to those terms and the conditions, you was entered in the contest for the Dyson vacuum. You haven't won just yet.
Okay, pause for a minute, please, because obviously that was in a very, 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 very fine print, but I have not received a single email. I have not received a single merchandise item, even if I were in a subscription that I needed to, you know, cancel. So, again, it is fraudulent, and I can only imagine how many people. So because there are no traces of emails, unless you have some you need to forward to me, there are no traces of emails. There is not a single merchandise that I have collected. It is fraudulent.
Okay,
so
yes,
I'm going to have
now,
to report it with my credit card and the police, unless you can reimburse me for both.
They would have sent out the email to your alzamo.gomez@gmail.com.
There are none.
Or that could have been falling in your junk or your spam mail. But yes, ma'am, just give me just one moment and I get this account taken care of for you. But please be careful with those surveys due to their terms and the conditions. Yes, ma'am. With this saying it's free or you want something, all you got to do is pay like a dollar or two to receive it. It might, those terms and the conditions, most of those surveys do come with terms and the conditions as those. But yes, ma'am, do your bank has a hold on this account or have it already been a disputing process?
It has a hold on it. But she told me that I could still make my payments and that there can be reimbursements.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. Let me see what I can do about this hold on the account.
Well, you can't do anything about the hold because the fraudulent department, like I actually have Citizens One fraudulent department, and they have notes on it and everything. I was trying to figure out what the heck do I pay every month that's the same amount. I didn't subscribe for anything. So, yes, lesson learned, but it's fraudulent. It really bothers me. I mean, if you girls are the ones taking these calls, it's not even fair to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm just seeing if we're going to place it on a document or do we need the bank to call in. Yes, ma'am. Be just one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Be just one moment. I do thank you for your patience. I'm just having another corpus to look into it. Yes, ma'am.
It's fine. Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We'll need your bank to call in to verify the dispute hasn't been placed yet so we can process the refunds. But I do have a confirmation number to confirm all future charges will be canceled effective immediately.
But that's not what I'm talking about because Asia gave me a cancellation number.
Okay,
that
yes,
it would
ma'am.
Be, you know, it would be canceled immediately. I'm talking about the $59.89, 2 months in a row that I was scammed. Because
yes,
the
ma'am.
next
And
step, like I said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll be able to place the refunds. We'll just need your bank to call in to verify there's no dispute in place with the hold taking effect so we can process the refunds for you.
Well, they said that to keep it on hold. They instructed me to keep it on hold, and it will be on hold until I return their call. They said that reimbursements can be made as well as paying my bill. So no purchases can be made, but the reimbursement can be made. So if you went ahead and reimbursed me, by the time I call them back tomorrow, it should show.
No, ma'am. It's not letting no charges go through due to that dispute. Well, due to that hold. Yes, ma'am. And it's
so you
not
want
letting
them
no
to
charges
call you?
Come. Yes, ma'am. We'll need the bank to call in to verify this. There's no dispute and see if they did lift the hold so we can process the refund. Because at the moment, it's not letting anything go through.
So Mercedes wasn't even able to do the $54.89.
No, ma'am. That is correct. I'm not able to process
the
refund.
She didn't even tell me that.
Until the bank can call in.
I will call them and have them call you. I don't know how they're going to handle that, being that they're the fraudulent department. But if it's not resolved, I'm going to take the next step and report it as well as fill out a police report. So I am going to have them call you tomorrow.
Okay,
and
yes, ma'am.
Asia and Mercedes, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Do you have a reference number for them to speak with you or anyone regarding this?
Once they call in, they'll be able to speak with the agent. I did notate the account good so that they know what the bank is calling in for.
Okay, I appreciate your help, Mercedes. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Goodbye.